Yeah, so it was, you know, making the announcement that the Whakaerewa lands, that the purchase had was now complete, you know, was a special announcement to make. And, you know, and I felt very humbled to be able to make that announcement to the people, because they had been waiting for some time to hear what is the result.
We had to work with a working group to convince our the hapu, the three hapu, this is the way to go.
The question was, how do you get a return from your, what are the returns that you would expect to get from it? One of the important conversations that we did have with one of our whanaunga, who pointed out it's not only the economical benefit that you can get back from that land, but there's also the social and the cultural benefits that can come back.
Some hard work has gone into getting to this point, but there's still more work to be done. And certainly for Pukaka East 5B Trust, and likely also for Te Mataki Reo Ngunguru, and also for our whānau and our hapū, because at some point in time I am confident that all of those that I've just mentioned will want to come together again and talk about utilisation of that whenua.
What do we hope to do with it? Well, we hope to get those. We hope to get the social and the cultural benefits back. But we'll also sit down and put our creative hats on to give some sort of consideration as, you know, what is it that we can do with Whakaerewa, for example? What can we do there without too much environmental impact upon the land? We're wanting to try and maintain its originality and its nature. We want to be able to maintain that, but we also want to be able to carry out activities upon the land, you know, that will help to bring back economic return, at the same time as we're looking at how the people benefit both socially and culturally from their connection to that whenua.
That the whenua is retained in Māori ownership. And in the ownership of the three hapu for Mairano. For all eternity, so that it's never ever lost to our people again. So really excited. It was a lofty ambition, but the dedication and hard work of a number of our people has made it possible. And that small but tireless effort from Te Mataki Reo Ngunguru has been absolutely vital in helping Pukahaka and our people achieve this wonderful outcome.
A dream that our old people had of getting it back. Well, this generation has got it back. Was the dream. Now our dream is the future that our mokopunas, our tamariki have. For a way forward.